water which is coming from the masters, from the source of the knowledge, that one should go through you and wash your heart from nonsenses of animal needs. Love is not for animal. I know it's difficult for a lot of you to understand that your dog doesn't understand love. Of course, your dog speaks in English, isn't it? Oh, this is one of the funniest problems. A guy has brought a dog from Iran, and now they're talking with the dog in English. Poor dog. The problem is to understand that I'm not here to correct outside. I'm here first to correct me, because I'm building me. With the help of everyone, everybody is doing, I'm participating in this, and I have to be careful to make it correct, to clean myself. And the subject is not finished yet, yes.
The means of knowing people's hidden thoughts. When the heart of that water is void of these defilements.
You see, he explained it, and it was explained correctly, but he understands that, I believe he didn't get it. Let me go deeper. Yes, deeper.
Only when the heart of that water is void of these defilements does the reflection of the aspects dart into the water. Therefore, unless your interior has been purified, the house is full of demons and monsters and wild beasts. O ass, who have obstinately remained in asininity, how will you get scent of the breaths which resemble those of the Messiah?
Okay, how do you use this word really? Ass. You say, O ass. How does it feel? Because in Persian language is completely different. When in Persian language you will say khar, it doesn't mean the animal. First it means stupid. Then it's very complicated, because Iranians, they don't know that what is the real meaning of the word khar. What is the real meaning of khar? Great. Big, great, enormous, that's khar. But the ass is khar, the stupidity is khar. Here, he is playing with the word of khar, that, oh, you, the donkey, which you are insisting to remain a stupid ass, and you don't understand the Jesus. Why Jesus? Oh, because Jesus is riding a donkey. This donkey is putting my Jesus, my spirit, my breath, everything. This is the donkey and I'm on it. Without that, Jesus cannot walk. Okay. But that's what it is. Here he will say, you stupid donkey, you remain fighting with the Jesus. Yes?
If a fantasy appear, how will you know from what hiding place it springs forth?
Translation?
Come on.
Well, no, what is the translation? If a fantasy appears. The word is not fantasy, it's imagination, khyal, that he's talking about it again and again and again, and it's one of the most important keywords here. Sometimes they interpret it as fantasy. No, it's khyal. And he will say, when an imagination will appear somehow in you, how do you know it? You don't recognize the imagination in you, because you don't know what is provoking them and what's happening that imagination is there. Yes?
If a fantasy appear in your heart, how would you know from what hiding place it springs forth? If a fantasy appears, fantasies are swept from the inward part, the body will become as a fantasy.
Yeah, that fantasy is always chiol, which is imagination, which is the next main level of human thinking. Yes. So he brought another paragraph to insist. The first one was explaining that how somebody could understand what is in you and all that stuff. There is no secret because we are connected. And all that, he added a paragraph that, listen, the stuff is this, that there is a combination of me, the animal, and me, the personality. These two, they should work together. Your donkey doesn't understand, your logical part doesn't understand your spiritual sensitivities. So it will count on, okay, I do this, I will gain this, I need this, I want that. Doesn't think that. In general, what's happening, that's the trick. That's the trick that our donkey will be fooled again, yes.
How the cunning of the fox prevailed over the attempt of the ass to preserve himself from falling into temptation. The ass strove long and argued against him, but ravenous hunger never quitted the ass. Greed prevailed, and his self-restraint was weak. Many are the gullets that are cut by love of the wolf.
Okay, any translation here? You need a lot, because here he's playing with the words to explain non-explainable illusion of love, and all these words will be turned around this way or that way. First of all, I said he's playing with the cha, which is the stupid one. Okay. Then the stupid donkey tried too much to convince the fox that let go. But he could not, because there was something in the donkey which didn't let him, which is Ju'ul Kalb. Ju'ul Kalb is Arabic, means the hunger of the dog. Because when the dog is hungry, oh, he's the wolf. You cannot approach it, right? And that is something which is looked at in the time of Rumi as a weak point of that animal. Here he will say, ah, that one. Because the hunger in the ass is what? The ass is not hungry for knowledge, it's hungry for food. Do you remember? This is the ass who is the enemy of the path and thinks only in grass and the food. Here he will say, okay, he's trying, but that hunger was with him, which was entangled in him. Therefore, the greed will succeed here. Here there is greed, and at the other hand is self-control and all of that. He doesn't have that one, so the greed is there. Yes?
For the messenger to whom the realities reveal themselves has come down. The penury is near being infidelity. The ass had been made prisoner by hunger. He said, if it is a plot, what then? Suppose I am dead once and for all. At any rate, I should be delivered from this torment of hunger. If this is life, I am better dead.
Aha! This is the same donkey. Remember, at the beginning, he was talking very good. Suddenly he said, okay, you know what? So what if we die? Okay, we die, finished. At least we'll eat something. Let's do it. Bringing the probabilities of this and that and that and being ready to die for it, which are all cheating. because none of them is correct and honestly there. But you see that in conversation, you have it. You bring it up to say, okay, whatever, we could take the risk. This is what he said. Yes?
If at first the ass repented and swore, in the end, because of his asininity, he made a great lapse.
Asininity? Never heard of that, asininity. Yeah, okay. Yeah, to be stupid is stupidity. I heard it for the first time. Yes.
Greed makes one blind and foolish and ignorant. To fools, it makes death easy.
Aha! This is the trick. You didn't listen because it didn't sound very important. It's the most important key here. Aha. Greed will make you stupid. This is the greed. Greed even will make the death easy for stupid people. The stupid people, they are ready to die for it because they are stupid. That's what greed is. Greed will make you blind. You cannot see anymore. Yes.
Death is not really easy to the souls of asses who do not possess the splendor of the everlasting soul. Since he does not possess the everlasting soul, he's damned. His boldness in death is the result of folly.
Ah, this is the trait. Here is not that our donkey is very brave. No, it's stupid. The stupid people, they take the big risk because they're stupid, not because they're brave. Yes?
Endeavor that your soul may become immortal, so that on the day of death you will have a store.
Yes, before I forget, I'm telling you all this story because I'm trying to convince you to change yourself. Therefore, please try to change yourself, because this sickness that I'm talking about, this donkey, is in all of us, and you have to fight it. Yes.
Again, he had no confidence in the provider, that he would scatter over him largesse from the unseen. Until now, the divine bounty had not kept him without the daily provision. Though at times he subjected his body to severe hunger.
Aha, this is the trick. All of you, which one of you has experienced hunger? None. You have to be careful not to eat too much, to have your diet and blah, 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 all of that, right? Here, it brings it out to say that, listen, have you ever thought that you're always fed? You never went hungry, except maybe a few times, which will make you appreciate the food more. But that's what it is. For animals, that's the main characteristic of life. The definition of life is to eat, to have sex. That's it. That's for animal. When it comes to human being, there are some other stuff. That stuff is not important anymore. Human being could die for ideas. Death is not that bad for human being because we see the life differently. You should see it differently. Yes.
Were hunger absent, in consequence of indigestion, 100 other afflictions would raise their heads in you. Truly, the affliction of hunger is better than those maladies, in respect both of its subtlety and its lightness, and its effect on devotional work. The affliction of hunger is purer than afflictions. especially